This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doug, as in Doug Steffen, J for Jennifer, as in Jennifer Horn, and V for Victoria, as in Victoria Keelan. How do you do? Let's welcome in some thoughts as to what's going on. Jen, what do you have?
Well, what's trending is, it's actually kind of funny, what's trending on Twitter is the Twitter purge. Have you guys been affected by the Twitter purge yet?
I feel much better. Soap and water and being purged. Wait, I feel good.
Well, if you don't know, the Twitter purge is affecting every single account on Twitter. It's a bit of house cleaning that Twitter has probably should have done some time ago, but it's taken them a while, and they're going
through. Why should they have done it a while ago? What is the?
Well, it's house clean. It's housekeeping. So they go through and they clean out locked accounts or accounts that are known to be fake, and people are seeing huge losses. Now, normal human beings that have Twitter accounts are seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people maybe drop out of their follower feed. But some of the big celebrity accounts, like, for instance, Jack Dorsey, who is Twitter, right, saw 200,000 followers purged after Twitter went through and did this. Obama, Trump, Katy Perry, they all lost millions of followers after the Twitter purge that is still ongoing. Top accounts are the ones that are getting mostly affected by this. Accounts like brands, you know, for instance, companies that might have a Twitter page accompanying their brand, they're also getting hit as the company slash tens of millions of suspicious accounts from users' followers. So, for example, Ashton Kutcher, who's been on Twitter since it really started in the early days, he led many celebrities to the Twitter platform. He lost more than 1 million of his followers. He had 19.1 million followers last Wednesday, but by Thursday, he was down to 18 million.
But how do they
know who's real? He lost 6% of his followers.
Who's real? Who's fake? How do they know that?
Twitter? Well, it's based on if you're using your account, if there's anyone behind the account, if the account's been locked for some time. They're just dumping out inactive accounts.
Really? All right, so let's check.
Oprah lost 1.5 million followers.
I lost 1.5 million.
Ellen lost 2 million.
On Twitter, it's at C Shillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N. So if you want to add, because Kara lost so many.
What do you always tell people? Two L's, two N's.
What'd I say?
You said one N. But anyway, yes, I have a ton of followers, but I would love more.
More! All right, same with at on-air Victoria. Victoria Keelan, how many did you... You have, what, 15, 20 million followers on Twitter, do you not?
I do, and I lost a couple million, just like Obama.
Yeah.
All 15 million of them.
Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. How many... Do we even know? I mean, I'm being a little facetious here. How many... I have at Doug Steffen. I don't know how many Twitter followers I have. Is anybody here really know?
Yeah, I lost a few hundred, actually.
Did you really?
I did, too.
I really did. And what I think is interesting, if we look at it politically, is that President Trump... And remember, it's a little different because Obama was the one... He was running for president when this platform was really sort of taking off. And so people gave him a lot of credit and said he actually got elected because of his mastery of social media. Well, now we see Trump, who takes it to a whole nother level, who is constantly tweeting and telling everybody what he thinks all the time. President Obama took a huge hit. He lost 3 million followers in a day. And President Trump only lost 340,000 Twitter followers. So it's just kind of interesting to see how
even on Twitter?
He's on Instagram because I follow him on there, but I don't know. I don't think he's on. I'm sure he has a Twitter handle.
Me too, but. If people like Trump, people realize, is actually updating some of his tweets himself. Yes, he has other people updating for him, but I think you're actually hearing his voice some of the time.
There you go. All right, so that's the Twitter story. Get back and get those names up there. All right, so let's see. What are we? I've been interested. A couple of people, you know, that's what really fascinates me, are talking about people Remember Roy Moore? Roy Moore.
He was running
for the Senate in Alabama. So he's been hacked or duped or whatever. Sacha Baron Cohen's gotten a lot of attention this past week. He's got a new Showtime series called Who is America? And he got Roy Moore, Sarah Palin, Joe Walsh, who does a show on the same the company that Jennifer does her morning show for. He's got a show, I think, in Chicago. Let's see, Dick Cheney. Couldn't have a nicer guy. So what in the world is he trying to accomplish with this? Because he's really, I think, I've always thought he wasn't funny. And I also have always thought he was kind of mean-spirited. But in this circumstance, it just goes to show you how you can embarrass people or humiliate them. If you're clever, I'll give him that. I think he is very clever. To get the names that he's gotten into
Bernie
his clutches.
Sanders too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right too. I forgot about that. Right.
There's other. Yeah, I think the headlines are on the GOP side, but I think he was an equal opportunity embarrasser or whatever he is doing.
Well, Roy
Moore. I'm withholding judgment until I actually see the show to see what it's about. Yeah. But it's his brand of humor.
So Moore, who was accused of sexually assaulting minors during his Senate campaign, he was invited in February to receive an award in Washington for his, quote, strong support of Israel, and didn't realize the series was intended to embarrass him and to mock Israel. And so that's why he's suing him. So one wonders, where can you get anywhere? You can sue anybody you want to, but can you actually get anywhere suing somebody like this? Under the circumstances?
Well, he's going to try to sue Showtime if they air his footage, but, you know, he signed a release.
Yeah.
So, there's really not anything you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we want to know more or less about Roy Moore under the circumstances?
More.
All right. So that's the other. But don't you find it interesting how much attention, though, Sacha Baron Cohen is all just kind of like out of the blue? Gotten into the top focus again in conversation.
I'm amazed that he was able to pull this off because he's so visible now with Borat. Everyone knows, I have to see what disguise he wore because everyone recognizes him.
Well, so if you look at the disguise that Mike Myers, that is you can tell it's makeup, but I couldn't tell it was him. You had to tell me that it was Mike Myers doing that show. I think they do a fabulous job. So if they can do that, I don't think he's recognizable at all. So you can do whatever. There are a lot of things that you can do. After all, look at what they do on Mission Impossible. They can do that on Mission Impossible, right? The fake faces, and then you just, as Tom Cruise, rip it off. Take it off. Take off that face. All right, 14 after the hour on the DJV program.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic soft-feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters. And they cost cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit, plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com, or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 17 after the hour, DJ V Show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. People in the news, that doctor who treated former President Bush had got killed on his bicycle earlier this week. Dr. Mark Hauchner, did we decide how to pronounce his name? It was Hauchner, I think, right? Is that what we decided?
I think that's about right.
Hauchner. Yeah. So, good. He was targeted. I'm trying to figure out, does anybody know the guy that shot him hasn't been captured yet? The chief of the Houston Police Department, Art Acevedo, said that he's confident police will be able to find this guy. But, because people were watching when he shot him.
It was right in an intersection.
The question.
I saw the video. Did you see any of the video footage of it? Or like the, you know, the street camera footage where it's, they
right.
circled which one was which. And it was just in broad daylight in front of, at a stoplight, just at an intersection with cars sitting right there. It must have just been, that's a ballsy move. And for the people sitting around in the cars, it's a horrible thing to witness. But I do hope that they are able to find this guy based on having so many people see him.
Yeah, but the,
but to be targeted, you,
so
no one knows.
They're trying to figure out why. And
right, the targeting thing is the weirdest.
There's such weirdness. There are so many weird things happening, weird people, weird events. And it isn't just that it's Mercury in retrograde. Actually, Mercury hadn't gone into retrograde when that happened. Mercury's in retrograde now, as we all well know. I'll tell that story later on in the hour. The fellow that ran Fiat, which was for Americans, the Chrysler Corporation, his name's Sergio. The reason I'm doing this, I feel badly the guy's gone, for anybody that loses someone, but to go through an Italian name, always like music, Sergio Marchionne, died only 66. He'd been the one who really brought Fiat and he put Fiat and Chrysler together, but he also ran Ferrari. The company has done very well, but he got sick and he died in surgery. The guy he had started his life in Italy. He went to Canada, learned all about, he had English down, French down, Italian down, but he really was the guy. He turned around. He's one of those people, kind of reminds me, especially in the auto industry, there have been a couple of really smart people over the years from the days of Henry Ford. Takes a really strange or special guy. Maybe special is better than strange. But there have been some people that have run, especially Chrysler, that have just done fabulously well. And there's a guy who was responsible for developing the Mustang, the Chrysler vans that became so popular. He was the guy that did the minivans. And now that I've gone through that whole story, I can't remember his name. Lee Iacocca. That was it. Have you ever heard, either of you ever heard of Lee Iacocca? Do you know that name?
I've heard
either
of him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In one of the business classes I took, we learned about him.
Yeah. Oh, fabulous lesson in business. And this guy Marchionne would be a great example of somebody who took something that was just a mess. They were in debt up to their necks. Fiat was run like the Italian government. They have, you know, new leaders every 5 minutes. And it had taken, before Marchionne came along in 2004, they'd had two or three different people running it the year before, and they couldn't figure out how to do it. They went to Chapter 11. They were worried about the thing. They had $13 billion in debt. They were worried about being able to make it work. So that's his story. Good luck to him in the next life.
Hi. Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Music news at 23 and change after the hour for this Friday, July 27th. Is it the 27th? Or the 20? No, it is the 27th. Yeah. All right. So let's see. Oh, today is the blood moon thing. Mercury. Let's see what else we got to look forward to today. The eclipse. All right. Story time from Lady Gaga. Details about her Las Vegas residency have been leaked. There was a link for a show bundle appearing on Ticketmaster for being, it was quickly taken down. Residency at the MGM Park Theater appears to be a combination of a couple of shows. Enigma, which will likely be a retrospective of Gaga's pop hits, and a limited jazz and piano engagement, which would be a shorter run of shows covering her standards with Tony Bennett and acoustic renditions of other songs. So, tickets, if you're interested, I wouldn't actually mind seeing this. I'm not excited. I wouldn't go there, but if I were there and I could get tickets, I'd go see it because I think she has a lot to offer. So, anyway, if you are interested, you can buy tickets starting today at Ticketmaster, even though that's a rumor. Ticketmaster didn't say yes or no to it yet. MGM Park Theater site, it just says it should be there in December, but it doesn't list the dates or ticket buying options. But I'm guessing often these rumors, I think, Victoria, proved to be true. It's a 2-year deal, 74-day deal, $75 million.
It's a lot of money.
I'm going to take singing lessons. I don't really need singing lessons. I could have my own.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
You're ready for Vegas, baby.
Yeah, I could have my own Las Vegas residency. What's wrong with that? Great thought. Please.
I'm sure a lot of
thought.
People would go.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
All right, Cara Victoria. So much patronage. Let's see what we have for Cher. Oh, this is an interesting combination. even though it's not because of any connection that they actually have, other than being both great entertainers, Cher and Reba. Interesting that you don't have to use last names for either one of them. Everybody knows who you're talking about when you say Cher and Reba. The Kennedy Center Honors announcing that Cher and Reba, also composer Philip Glass, sax musician Wayne Shorter, and the Hamilton musical will be getting their 2018 honorary awards. It's an annual cemetery. Usually happens around Christmas time, as I remember, doesn't it?
Cemetery?
Sometime in December. No. Did I say cemetery? I did.
You did.
Yes, I meant.
Yeah.
Yes. Mercury in retrograde. Well, I hope none of them are in the cemetery after this. The recognition is for extraordinary contributions to culture. This year is the first time the organization honors an entire work, i.e. Hamilton. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, the director, Thomas Kail, choreographer Andy Blankenberger, something close to that, will get the Kennedy Center honors as trailblazing creators of a transformative work that defies category. Huh. Interesting way of looking at it, huh? Honor, have you seen it? Either of you seen Hamilton?
No, I can't get tickets, but I'd love to.
I haven't, but it's in D.C. Yeah. now, and the lines for it, when it finally came to the Kennedy Center here, people were going crazy, just waiting hours and hours online to get tickets, yeah. waiting in a physical line for hours. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah. The special is done. It's done early in December, and then they broadcast it December 26th. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Listening with compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Oftentimes, when people listen to others speak, they are really just waiting for the other person to stop talking so that they can chime in with whatever they want to say. We throw around advice easily and then take offense if others don't follow it. It seems to me that we tend to listen more with the intention of telling others something rather than to hear what others really have to say. Look, here's the key to effective listening. Listen with compassion. Listen to others with the complete intention of genuinely hearing everything they are trying to communicate. Listen to their words. Listen to their nonverbal communication. Just authentically and sincerely listen and watch the enormous difference true listening makes. For more on all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump's formal personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, claims that then-candidate Trump knew in advance of a meeting with Russians offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. A number of news organizations saying Cohen did say Trump approved going ahead with that June 2016 meeting involving his son, Don Jr., at Trump Tower. Some U.S. House conservatives backing off their efforts to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, but saying they will reboot their efforts if he continues to refuse to turn over documents concerning the Russia investigation. And others could be at risk.
North Carolina Republican Mark Walker says Rosenstein isn't the only one at the DOJ that they're after.
Our focus has been more frustrated with the Attorney General rather than it has been Rosenstein.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is not behind the move to impeach Rosenstein.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Howdy-doody. It's Friday. This is the DJV show. Jen Jen is absent, and we're not happy about that, but it isn't anything for a change to do with her. Victoria Keelan here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So, why don't we do one of the important trending stories, and then I'm going to tell my story, our story, the story. Just as an example of what goes on when Mercury is in retrograde or just when crazy things happen. So up and coming, the television report, sports info. But Victoria, what have you got that's trending, that's hot?
Well, two quick things. The first one is for the ladies. And everybody, every woman I know loves MAC Cosmetics and loves MAC Lipstick. Well, on Sunday, it's National Lipstick Day. So if you stop into any MAC store or any MAC retailer, like any place that sells MAC, you actually can get a free $25 lipstick. You don't need to buy anything. There are no strings attached. MAC is doing a huge push around the country for National Lipstick Day. So, ladies, it is great news. On Sunday, hit up your favorite MAC store or MAC counter in any department store and pick your free lipstick. And $25 a free lipstick, not a bad deal. So in other news, Papa John, how did what start?
Well, how did it get this? How did this whole thing come about, the lipstick thing? Why? What's the magic about doing it now? Did I miss something?
Well, Sunday is National Lipstick Day.
Ah, okay. I didn't get that. Got it. Okay, right. What else? Sorry for the interruption, Victoria.
Quite all right. So in other trending news, Papa John's is trending again because Papa John himself is suing Papa John's. He says now that he is suing the company because he is seeking to inspect company documents because of the unexplained and heavy-handed way in which the company has treated him since the publication of a story that he now says falsely accused him of using a racial slur. So he said that he is saddened and disappointed by how everything has gone down, and he did originally admit that he used the N-word on a conference call with a marketing firm, but then later he's now saying that it was completely taken out of context, and the fact that the company completely distanced themselves from him as a result of it, he says is you know, not right, and so I'm sure he wants some kind of restitution. He still owns 29% of Papa John's stock, so they can't do anything about that. But it kind of sounds like this is an ego thing, and maybe he wants his company back, which, you know, you can understand. It's your name, it's your brand, it's your face all over the TV ads, so he's still really angry about it.
Well, in these circumstances, there are, I believe, that sometimes we do jump, we as a collective jump to a conclusion quicker than we ought to under the circumstances. I don't know this guy from Adam. He seems like an egotist, but, you know, so that's not a reason to throw him out of the company that he started. And under the circumstances, you can take, I think everybody deserves at least one stupid mistake, big stupid mistake in his or her life, whether it's relationships, whether it's with the boss, whether it's with friends, it's family. We all make mistakes. That's the imperfection of being a human being. So do you toss the guy? Everybody's so concerned. Is everybody so routed in fear that they, oh, my God, he used the N-word? You know, it has a horrible connotation, and it isn't something that we ought to condone. But then again, who decides what's condonable? Is it society in general? There are some people, a lot of people who are black that I know, use it all the time. And it's okay for them to use it, but it's not okay for white people to use it. Who decided that? Where did that come from? Where did that value judgment take root? That it's okay for blacks to refer to each other using the N-word, but it's not all right for white people. I don't like the context of the word, but the reason I don't like it is because people have made it very uncomfortable to use the word, but why?
Well, the origins of the word are very uncomfortable, and that's where I think that differentiation comes on who can use it and who can't. I think history, because typically when black people are using it to each other, it's not in a degrading, disrespectful sense, and typically when white people use that word, it is.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard a white person say that word with a positive connotation attached to it.
Okay, that's an excellent explanation. Yeah, and I wasn't thinking about it that way, but then as you were explaining it, what I thought was an experience that I had with a fellow that used to do all my work on all my equipment on the farm, and he referred to Obama as the N-word. Why can't we get that N-word out of there, or lousy, whatever his reference was. I never went back to him again. And it was just the tone of his voice. the way he said it, what he meant by it. Yeah, okay. That was great. That was very good, very helpful. All right, thank you. Next, let's celebrate National Scotch Day, shall we? Observed every day on the 27th of July. It's National Scotch Day, celebrating, no, not Scotland, but the whiskey. In order to be considered Scotch, this spirit has to come from Scotland. Duh. That's why it's called Scotch. It has to be fermented from malted barley, aged in oak barrels for at least 3 years, have an alcohol by volume content of less than 94.8%. All right, you're the barkeep, Kara. What about alcohol by volume? What did they teach you when you went to, for those who don't know, Kara has learned how to become a bartender. Is that what they call it? You're a bartender, right? Isn't that what they call
it? Yeah, most people don't call it barkeep. Hey, barkeep, make me a drink.
It's not the Old West.
Yeah.
She doesn't work in a saloon.
Anyway.
I wish I did, actually. That would be fun.
It'd be kind of fun, actually, to work in a saloon. So anyway, Scotch is made with barley, water, yeast. Some other grains also could be included. No fermentation additives. That's according to Scottish law. Five distinct classifications of Scotch whiskey, including single malt Scotch, single grain Scotch, blended malt Scotch. I have no authority or credibility here. Why am I doing this? I don't have any.
I don't drink a lot of brown liquor, so I don't have that much credibility either. The most important thing I know about Scotch is that it's expensive, and so as the bartender, you want to try and sell the Scotch. That's where you're going to
really.
Get
that's what they tell you in school.
Yeah. You want to try and. Wow. Get people to buy the more expensive stuff.
But
not
I don't think
that I
either
would
one
ever
of you.
That.
No, of course not. But it appears to me, from what we've had, whatever conversation we've had about this sort of thing, that neither one of you drink much. And I don't even think this is. I don't know if this sounds sexist or not. Not meant to be. But women don't really drink this stuff, do they? Hard liquor like this. Do a lot of women drink Scotch? And
yeah, whiskey's
and
very trendy right now. Yep.
Is it? Hmm.
I still my friend groups, I don't see a lot of women drinking whiskey, but that's not to say they don't drink hard liquor. I think there are tons of women who drink vodka and tequila, and I guess, as Victoria said, whiskey is getting more popular. But in my experience, I've seen more guys drinking that on the rocks or in other drinks.
Mm-hmm. All right. National Scotch Day. Yippee! All right, let's get to the television report. Number of things. Jennifer, I was going to tell the story while Jennifer isn't here. And I'm going to make this fairly quick. Yesterday was the first day of Mercury being in retrograde. That was not the cause of the event that took place in Washington. The studios of our originating network, Radio America, where Kara is located right off a freeway, right over the city line in Arlington. And there are tons of government buildings there, including the TSA headquarters. So the building that is where the TSA is and the building where we are connected underground. There's a garage and a lot of stuff. So you've heard us all talking about the weather this week. Torrential downpours all over the East Coast, up and down the East Coast, where Victoria is in New York, where I am here in Boston, where Kara is. So in some way, shape, or form, there was so much rain that the buildings where we're talking, the TSA and our headquarters, the building got flooded, and it took out all of the electricity, all the internet, all the connections, everything that was there. So yesterday, some of you heard us because the radio connection worked, but some of you didn't hear us because we couldn't get up on all of our podcast facilities, all the linkage to TuneIn, for example. Anything that wasn't a radio station couldn't get us because that connection was dead. I don't want to go into the weeds because it's not important, but in the fix to put the program on the air today, we had to do, I didn't do it. Well, actually, my guy Bob did it. We've all had to redo our technical connection, so it may sound a little weird to some of you. Victoria is a little off, not that I'm not saying this. Well, she is a little off, but you know what I mean. In this circumstance, electronically, she's a little off. And so it may sound a little confusing because, in general terms, we are a virtual reality room. all of us. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Kara's in Washington. Victoria's in New York. I'm in Boston. But it sounds like, to people who don't know where we are, that we're all in the same room. It is the most difficult radio program to have ever been produced, because most all programs are put together in the same facility, in the same room. Or if they are at a distance, it's one person being at a distance, not four or five. So anyway, we have a sort of disheveled situation here that's supposed to be fixed. But those of you who are flying, like I'm flying today to Los Angeles, the TSA is on its own. They have no connection to headquarters, which I don't know whether that's good or bad, yes, remains to be seen. But that's kind of the reason for a little of the ups and downs and the bumpiness. So you'll forgive us, because the world is not a perfect place, and technology is not perfect. And with Mercury going into retrograde, this is supposed to be the first week of it. Mercury going into retrograde affects transportation, communication, relationships. You don't want to start new anything. New contracts for new businesses and new jobs don't work out usually if they're started in a Mercury retrograde pattern that lasts for usually about 3 weeks. I think it goes till August 11th, if I'm not mistaken. So be cool, calm, and collected with everything. One of the things that's noted this afternoon when I'm on the plane, I'm flying through the eclipse. I'm not literally flying through it, but the country's going to go dark this afternoon for about an hour and a half. For those of you who haven't kept up with it or don't remember the story about the blood moon, full moon last night, saw it here, huge full moon. But there's an hour and 43 minutes that'll be in darkness as it travels across the country. This is the longest lunar collapse. Good, Doug. The longest lunar eclipse of the century, and it lasts so long. The moon is at one of its furthest points from the Earth. The shadow of the planet casts across it, and it's so long that it'll take. And most everybody on the planet is going to see this. That doomsday pastor said it's going to be the end of the world. I don't believe that that's the case. However, I think it'll be interesting for me being in a plane starting about Chicago and until Denver. It'll be like night. You're flying into night. It's not any different than when you go across the country or in any other circumstance. You're in a situation where, you know, the day ends and you fly into the night. The only thing is that an hour and 43 minutes later, you come out. If you're still in a plane, you come out of it. So that's everybody will experience that. And so it's a whole conglomeration of all kinds of weird things that are happening. And this business with us is one of them. So we beg your tolerance. It probably doesn't make any difference to a lot of people. But in terms of telling the story, I think it's important. Speaking of telling stories, the TV report goes the way of the wind. The thing about having a good night's rest for all of us, something that we talk about because of our connection to MyPillow, there are a lot of people who just can't go to bed and fall right asleep. So when they finally fall asleep, sometimes they can't stay asleep. You can find out a lot about people and their attitude toward the day if you ask them, how was your night? And if you didn't get a good night's rest, then you're asking yourself, why, what's the problem? Guaranteed, the pillow is one of the problems. Tossing and turning around, waking up, makes you more tired. So MyPillow comes to the rescue. You'll get the best sleep. I do with mine. The ladies do with theirs. And so not to take away from whatever else you may have had good luck with. You got a good mattress or not? They have mattresses at MyPillow. But let's send you on to a way to get lots of good pillows. 4-pack, 50% off. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. You get them for half off. Don't forget the premium pillow. Buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV when you order at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Fabulous specials right now. Use the code DJV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five items is in order for the end of the week. The top five items, the stories, if you will. Victoria has been following this, Victoria Keelan, as she usually does, so she's going to bring us from number five to number one in terms of big technology news, starting with a new real estate project for online retailer Overstock. So what's that scoop there, Victoria?
Right. Overstock.com is typically known for selling furniture and jewelry and things like that. So now they're moving into a different area, and this is all thanks to Bitcoin. Overstock.com, anyone who shops on the site may have noticed that from the beginning of the Bitcoin era, you've been able to buy things on Overstock with Bitcoin. It's one of the first and head-scratching kind of retail outlets where they accept cryptocurrency. The reason for that is the CEO, Patrick Byrne, is a cryptocurrency bull on the market. He is super into the cryptos. And so now he's taken Overstock and he's moving into a new area of real estate, and he's relaunching a site called Housery. It's a real estate property management site, but it's more than that. It actually helps people search for a new house if they're in the process of relocating, and then he'll sell you all the furniture to match your new home. So it's kind of a genius move. A lot of people say it's really risky. I think this is something that's probably going to really pay pay off for overstock. The stock currently is up over 135%, so, and that's just in the last 12 months. So look to see overstock probably pushing a lot of ads, more marketing, things like that. But it's kind of a cool idea.
All right, number four, as we work our way toward number one, is kind of the opposite in terms of those who have Spotify stock. I think it's a public company. I'd be looking to sell if it were me. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, I don't know. Spotify is under fire from women saying that their ex-boyfriends are using the information that Spotify makes public about their individual listening habits to stalk and intimidate them. This is a new report that came out this week. It started in the user forums where women were going on the forums and complaining that there's no way that they can block their exes and that because their habits and everything you do on Spotify is made public, that their exes were using this information and harassing them. And there's really nothing that you can do about it. The default settings on Spotify by design make everything public because they want other people to share their what they're listening to and help other new people listen to, discover new music and things like that. So the only thing you can do is, and you have to do it every time you sign on to Spotify, is change your settings to the private session. Unfortunately, no one will be able to know what you're doing, not even your friends, but you will be able to block the harassing exes.
All right, get rid of those damn harassing exes. Number three is a, I don't know if this is a tribute to Yelp, but certainly something that'll be helpful if you use Yelp. Listen up.
The last thing anybody wants, of course, when they book a dinner reservation is to eat at a dirty restaurant. Yelp has been working on this for a while now. They are now providing hygiene scores for restaurants in New York, California, Texas, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. By the end of this year, they'll be covering 750,000 restaurants in large metropolitan areas around the country that will eventually spread down to even your local eateries. And so Yelp basically said they want to make everything more seamless. They started doing this in San Francisco, and now they're just going to keep expanding, so you'll be able to read a full review and see what the hygiene score of all your favorite restaurants are.
Number two on the list is more cryptocurrency news, looks like, Victoria.
Yes, Coinbase, which is the most popular cryptocurrency exchange platform, they have formed their own political action committee, and this caused a lot of waves this week. It's a sign that Coinbase is angling for more sway in Washington, D.C. They want it they want the crypto industry to be taken more seriously, and they have a lot of money behind them, so it'll be interesting to see how this maybe plays out in the midterm elections.
Yep. And number one, the number of people who are extracting themselves from pay TV.
Yes, this is really bad news this week for any pay TV provider. There was a new report that came out that showed cord cutting, which is when consumers drop cable TV in favor of broadband delivered video. It's accelerating at a much faster rate than expected. It's actually 33 million people have canceled already in 2018. That's higher than the 27 million that was estimated to drop cable. Now the acceleration is happening. Viewership of YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu is going way up, and Amazon is expected to hit 88.7 million viewers this year alone.
And a postscript for Facebook this week. If you own Facebook stock, you've noticed it went down like a rock, off about $41 because of some stuff that they've done that they shouldn't have done. So maybe it's sit tight, see if they fix their problem next week. That's Tech Talk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.